Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Hardcover Hideout. I'm Tasha, and with me as always, I have...
I'm Jared.
I'm Chris.
On this week's episode, we'll be talking about Crashing, written by Matthew Klein and illustrated by Morgan Beam. As always, before we start the book, we'll talk about what we've been reading. Dad?
Okay, so I've actually been reading a lot this last 2 weeks. First one, I started to reread Robert Kirkman's The Walking Dead. So I've read first volume 1, 2, and 3. I still like it. Still good. Still holds up. For the most part, I remember it, but the show really started to bleed into my head. So when I was reading it, I'm like, oh, wow, this happened way so early. I didn't realize in the show, like the scene where he kills his best friend. Well, technically, the son kills his best friend. It happens really quick in the comics. And I forgot that. So the show was really bleeding in. But so it's really nice to reread it. I finished the Immortal Hulk series. I only had like 3 issues left, so finished that up. Really good.
Yeah,
the ending was great.
Great series.
The ending was really great. So now I need to read the Immortal Hulk one shots.
If you want. I mean, it's not required reading to get the story. It's just kind of, you get like different points of views.
All right. Well, I may or may not. I've been reading a lot, so I probably wouldn't hurt to just throw it in there. I read another graphic novel called Arca by Van Jensen. It was okay. It was basically one of those, you know, end of the world, virus hit, and they put all the rich people in a big ark, and all the poor people were the workers, and it was sort of like a little twist ending about the ark in space. You know, one, they start to rebel because they start to, you know, realize they're being shit on. And so it was good. I don't know if I'd necessarily recommend it. It wasn't anything spectacular or new with the, genre of virus and apocalypse kind of world. So, and then I was continuing with Death Metal. Need to finish that. DC's Death Metal. Awesome. Which this series is awesome.
It's so good.
Need to continue reading that. I read Sad Religion, which was the second book of Reed Chancellor, who has reached out to us and talked about it. It was good. It was a bunch of short stories about religion. I liked his first one a lot better.
Yeah.
But this one wasn't bad. This one was more like little quippets of short stories about his life and how religion has played within it. So some of the stories could be basically a page to some of them could be 2 pages. And then finally, I read a naughty book. I read a graphic novel called Money Shot. Definitely nothing I would actually like. And if you listen to the podcast, you know, I'll let Tasha read anything. I would not let Tasha read this book. I mean, the title right off the bat should tell you that this is not a kid's book. So without getting graphic detail about this book, Money Shot is basically about a bunch of scientists. We're in the future. We have made contacts with aliens. They hated us and refused to help us because of what we did to our Earth. So makes sense. But we focus on this group of scientists who are tired of filling out like 600-page reports just to get money for grants. So one of the scientists comes up with the only idea she can think of for fans. And she creates a site where they travel to other planets with aliens and film themselves for people. And it was very interesting. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's not, the book is not all about naughty stuff. I mean, they end up on a race that, you know, are having trouble because one supreme leader is withholding water from them. And so they're helping them. And there is some action. There's some good characters. But there is a lot of naughty stuff in between. So
Who published that?
I know it's written probably, by Tim Seeley and Sarah Beatty. And so it's published by Vault Comics.
Oh, Vault. Okay.
Nice. There are some you know, very rated R scenes in it. It is definitely not for anyone under the age of 18. It's more like a Cinemax late night movie with
like,
a storyline.
Like softcore, but maybe not.
Yeah, like softcore, but maybe not. So I've downloaded volume 2 of Money Shots because I liked it that much.
These are just the two volumes?
There's three right now. Well, there's two volumes and then issues.
Oh, so it's okay.
So the two volumes take you up to issues 10.
Yeah.
And now, right now, issue 11 is out by itself as a
single. Oh, yeah. So it's an ongoing series.
It's an ongoing
series.
Oh,
nice. Okay. Yeah.
But I will have to say, by downloading and watching, or not watching, by downloading and reading Money Shot, the suggestions I'm getting now on Hoopla.
I can imagine.
Are adult related.
Yeah.
I'm like, oops.
I'm sure.
So. Yeah. That's about all. That's all I've been reading. I mean, that's a lot for 2 weeks. I've just been every night just sitting in the pool and reading comics because it's been so dang hot here.
Right. Yeah.
Even at night, the pool hasn't been soothing at all. It's been like warm bathwater.
Yeah, we broke the record for the most consecutive days over 110.
Days of 110. We're at 30 days.
Yeah. It was 16 days. It was the previous record.
Oh, wow. We
blew that
out of the water. So, but I have to say, with the overcast today and that, the pool was actually pretty cool.
Yeah. The last 2 days have been better with the overcastness.
What about you, Jared? What have you been reading?
Definitely not as much as you. Just a few things. The first one, calling it reading it, is kind of a stretch. It's called Step by Bloody Step by Simon Spurrier, or Cy Spurrier, depending on what he wants to call himself this time. It is a wordless fantasy. And except for the little blurbs before each issue, there's no words whatsoever, no dialogue, no narration, nothing. Just going off the art alone. And for me, personally, it was just pretty hard to follow what was going on. I even went through it twice. I know it's about this girl that's on a journey with monsterish sort of creature. And
it's like the Iron Giant.
Yeah, it kind of looks like an Iron Giant kind of deal. So I think I kind of get what the ending was, but as far as, it's just kind of hard to follow just because there's nothing to let you know what's going on. But the art by itself was amazing. The artist was Matthias Bergara. The art alone was fantastic, but just the trying to follow a story with just art was a little challenging for me.
What was it called?
Step by Bloody Step.
Oh, the one you recommended to me because you said I can't read?
Yeah.
No, I said I would recommend it to you because it doesn't have any words. And you said,
"Wow,
I don't like words." I think it was your...
No,
was
I said rude.
No. You said, oh, words. I don't want to read it. When it's... Anyways. But yeah. It's worth it flipping through it for the art, for sure, as far as getting a source. So yeah, it's saying I read it, I'm using that loosely because there's no words whatsoever except for as little blurbs at the beginning of each chapter, just kind of set up what's going on because it kind of takes place, each one takes place in a different season. Other than that, I finished Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles volume 12. One more to go in this series for me, for the Kevin Eastman, Tom Waltz era. Done with that. And then I reread something I had read a few years ago in preparation to read some other books. I read Punisher Welcome Back Frank by Garth Ennis, which is a great series. I don't know if you read much Punisher.
I have read some Punisher. No,
yeah, and it's Garth Ennis, so you expect Preacher and the Boys and stuff, but it's still Marvel, so he can't go full boys.
But I'm gonna guess there's a little Marvel violence in it.
Little Marvel violence, and there's this character in there, and his name is Buddy Plug. So he's like, they call me Bud, so his name's Bud Plug. I was like, that's nice. It's a nice little way to get something in there that like. but so then I have his other Punisher volumes, Garth Ennis, that he did after this one. So I figured I'd reread this in preparation to read his other Punisher stuff. So next episode, I'll probably have read some of that. Other than that, that's it. I have just a few things. Didn't read too much. I was actually kind of trying to catch up on some shows and movies and stuff the last couple weeks. So, but yeah, that's it. That's it for me. And I guess Tasha, you've been quiet over there.
Yeah, you've been very quiet.
What have you been reading?
Nothing.
Oh, perfect. School book. All right.
I've been reading a school book that
she
I need.
Still has not finished, so she needs to finish by school.
No, I have to finish by the 11th.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get started on the book. So this week's book is Crashing by IDW Publishing. It is written by Matthew Klein, illustrated by Morgan Beam, and the colors are by Triona Farrell.
Got the Farrell, yeah. I think that would be Triona.
Yes. This the collected edition came out in 2023. If you listened to our last podcast, you would hear me really excited and then figure out it just came out. They had single issues. That's what I read. So they read the collected edition. We read the collected.
Mm-hmm. You had already read it through single issues.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then the author, he has been in the comic industry for over a decade. He sells comics for Penguin Random House. He has another book called No Way Back that is a regular book, no pictures. Book. And this book, they said, is part Nurse Jackie, part The Boys, and The Boys in Front of Me said it seems like part to Gotham Central.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
I can definitely see the Nurse Jackie and the Nurse Jackie or House. Actually, I'd see more Nurse Jackie. I mean, House, he was just a cocky, you know, but he was addicted to painkillers. That's true, at the end. But Nurse Jackie was really like a addicted nurse to drugs. And then, of course, The Boys, it's very violent superheroes in this book.
Yep. So this book starts off with this doctor, Dr. Rose. She is working in the hospital. She is sober. So she used to have an addiction.
She was sober. She's sober while she was working.
She was sober for a little while.
She was seven years sober.
She was seven years sober when we first meet her. Yeah. She runs off coffee. That's how she works. Yes. But then there was a busy day in the office. No, in the hospital. Is that what you call it?
No, well, I mean, there was a...
The ER.
The ER guy.
The ER.
She's an ER doctor.
Yeah, they got busy with
that. They got busy because superheroes.
Superhero accident.
So she had to work very hard. She got injured because she didn't realize that one of them was... They have a rule where they can't treat super patients.
There you go. I was going to say, don't forget the rule.
The hospital has a rule where they can't treat anybody with superpowers. They didn't realize that they had one of them in their hospital.
Left / right eye.
They opened his left / eye.
So, yeah, we should mention this book takes place in a world where superheroes are a thing.
Superheroes are an actual thing.
Or a common.
I feel like they should have gotten that when we started talking about The Boys.
Yeah, well, like The Boys, it seems like in this novel, they also get their powers from some sort of drug. Because you find out that his little Robin, his Burt Ward, was...
His adopted son.
He was taking some sort of drug to help him give powers. But in this world, it seems like we have natural superheroes, and then the drug tries to release the gene that you have.
It'll either enhance them or it can bring out the hidden gene if you have it.
So, yeah, but... They can't treat superheroes at this hospital. They ran into a little incident with the right, left eye. Which eye was it?
Yeah, it's both. We were looking back. Both? It starts out with
his left eye. So, they open his eyes because, doctors have to check to make sure your eyes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you were
something
exactly
like
right.
that. Check your eyes. Check your pupils. Yeah, so she was checking, and then all of a sudden, lasers go everywhere.
Hits her in the shoulder.
Yeah, hits her in the shoulder. She gets injured. She still works, and then...
Well, because she's going off the Hippocratic Oath that she will treat anyone and anyone who needs it.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't pick and choose.
So she treats the superheroes. She breaks the rules. She said, I want to treat them, and then gets help. And does she do her own stitches?
No, someone was helping her. She was fixing up the burn.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a cut. It was a burn.
Okay.
And so she was treating her own burn, but someone came in. Then one of the nurses came in, the guy nurse, and was helping her patch it up.
Yeah.
And then we meet the administration, who is like your typical hospital administration.
Mad that she's treating...
Patch him up and get him out of here.
You patch them up and get them out.
Right. As the guy ends up being like one of the more famous superheroes. In their world that they don't know because he's hurt. He's on a gurney. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, yeah, just to check him. It opens his eyes to see what's going on. And then, lasers everything.
Yes, and laser beams go off.
Hmm. Yes, so.
Didn't realize that. That's a cool picture.
Oh, yeah, the pills?
With her eyes, in it. I just realized, I didn't
really. The art was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't amazing, but it was pretty good. There were some good shots in it. And you also find out that, Sidekick is there. His little sidekick was also hurt in this battle. Mm-hmm. And he's being treated. And that's kind of where we get the idea that we kind of learn her backstory about being an addict. Because she sees in the boy, the little sidekick. No, Rex Glassman's the main
Rex
guy.
Rex Glassman is the super main guy.
Yeah, his. Yep. What was his sidekick's name?
My God.
I just kept calling him Burt Ward. His Robin, she's noticing the signs of addiction.
Oh, yeah, and withdrawal, right?
Yeah, and withdrawal.
It's Piper.
Piper, that's it.
Piper.
And she's noticing, and so she's trying to get out of him what he's on, and he refuses to say that he's not addicted. So up to there, that's where I see the boys and Nurse Betty.
Jackie.
Nurse Jackie, Nurse Betty. Jackie. From that point, I was kind of into it. I was all for it.
Yeah.
As we get going, you're going to notice that it starts getting a little
violent.
Dark.
Not so violent. I meant like
dark.
Obnoxiously over the top with with the storyline. It's so many things are just too coincidental.
It definitely took a turn that I wasn't expecting.
It was very. It's like they took writing lessons from soap operas. It's because all of a sudden we start getting twists that are like, huh?
Well, I got the twist at the end of each issue, I had to read.
Okay, so the first twist. Yeah, she actually is also working for the bad guys. She made a deal with them. We found out much later because we don't learn at the very beginning why she's working for them. That's that she owes them. And so she's working with the bad guys and she's called to heal our main bad guy, who is ironically Rex Glassman's archenemy.
Right.
Yep.
Of course.
Of course. Right. Right off the top.
Yeah.
And so then, we find out that Gordian is making her an offer, Godfather style, that she can't refuse, that she quits being the doctor there and becomes his personal doctor and he'll pay her handsomely. But if she refuses, something just might happen to her family and friends, is basically what he said.
Yeah, but she works at the hospital.
Yep.
No, it's she has to stop working with the superheroes.
And stop working with the superheroes.
It's not quit her job, it's stop working with the
superheroes. Well, I think it was quit her job, too. He wanted her full-time as his physician.
Oh.
Right.
She didn't listen.
I think so.
No, she didn't. But then that's where that whole situation where she's doing that, trying to stay calm at home and be a doctor, temptation hits her and she has a
and that's
moment.
Where we find out her husband is a politician that hates superheroes and is part of the act to get rid of them in hospitals and stuff,
he's trying to also have them register their powers and everything else,
because as we find out that his sister was killed
in a car accident
by a superhero.
So they want you to think.
So what we want you to think is that this is the reason he has such a hatred of special powered people.
Right.
Because one killed his
sister.
Right, pulled right out of the boys with the speeding guy just kills our main character's girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
I
forgot about that part.
So
and both the boys.
Needless to say, with all this going on, she succumbs to her weakness and starts taking pills.
So she's not sober anymore.
Right.
But she won't tell anybody.
No.
Right, which it was like, she's been 7 years sober, and now all of a sudden, things got...
Too hard to handle?
Too hard to handle, all of a sudden? Her coworker is like, you know, she sees she's having a bad day. She's like, oh, just take one of these, which some type of upper or something. Yes. I don't know exactly what it is, but. And then she's like,
that one.
Well, she, yeah, at first, but she keeps the bottle. She keeps the bottle. She's going to do one, and then they call her, you know, they beep her. They say, Dr. Dr. Osler to wherever. Yep. She's like, all right, say by the bell. But she's tempted.
Yep.
And then
we see her. She's treating the patient, the superheroes, right? No.
Well, so yeah. So we then go back, and she is then meeting with each of the superheroes, Rex and Lenny.
And then she feels.
What was his name?
Sure, Piper.
Piper.
Like Lenny. Like Lenny. Who's Lenny?
Yeah, like Lenny better.
Yeah, Lenny.
Rex and Lenny.
Yeah, Rex and Lenny. He likes cats. He likes kitties. He likes to hold them and love them and squeeze them and pet them. Little Ova Mice and Man.
You're
for
getting
you,
all the
illiterate people.
Yeah, she's still
getting
trying to get this
today.
So she's like checking on them and how they're doing. Rex then thanks her for helping, and if she ever needs him, just put my app on your phone.
Oh yeah, that was like, and I like how it's like an RX, like yep. Like the prescription, like prescription symbol.
Yep,
that was funny. Yeah, I like that. That was a good little touch.
Push the app and it'll be there to save her.
Right.
You know, why not? Just have an app.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's also, of course, as most superheroes are, he's a millionaire,
yeah,
a billionaire,
of course,
or whatever.
With his ward.
Yeah.
They all found out his identity.
Unless
they already knew.
And there's some other stuff that goes on between there. But needless to say, it gets to a point where she gets in trouble. We also get like the background of how she met her husband.
At
the cemetery, visiting the grave of his sister, and then they meet. And
she punches him in the face.
Yeah, she knocks him out.
Doesn't she punch him in the nose?
Nose. She busts his nose, and then she fixes it. And then they start hanging out, and next thing you know, we're now in the future and married. Again, another one of those storylines that just, as you get to the end of this book, you're like, ugh. And you know what's funny is I'm trying not to ruin the ending that we're going to talk about. We're going to spoil, but I saw it coming when she was at the grave.
Oh,
I saw it coming. What the end was. It didn't surprise me.
Because, yeah, I thought it was very, I was like, there's gotta be something.
Why would she be at that
grave? Why would she be there? Just,
yeah. Why would she be visiting that grave?
Like, just so happens to be there at the same time.
Right, at the same time. So I was kind of confused about who killed the sister. But then, you know, then she gets into trouble with something with the bad guy. And instead of Rex coming, Piper comes. Wow. I still feel... No, we're missing something. Oh, I know what it was. Okay.
Her job gets threatened
by
the boss.
No, it's right after the right after she declines the offer, they kidnap her husband.
Right.
But in the meantime, it comes out that because he is pissed at her and doesn't care about her even when he's kidnapped, because it comes out, so this is the spoiler, she killed his sister. It wasn't even a superhero, and he's all mad.
Because he's asking why she knows the bad guy.
Right.
Yeah, because after
the contract. It comes out, and he even says, you know, you're the whole reason I started this Superman registration thing, because you made me hate superheroes, because I assumed a superhero killed my sister, and it was you. So he is...
Right, because she was high and driving.
And that was the last time she, prior to this, got high. She...
Right. And she did it because she OD'd after that, because they're talking... Her and her husband about since the last
right.
since you OD you promised since the last time you OD'd
that's
that
right.
you weren't
you
gonna use it. Anymore.
That's how she owes the soup the villain. He helped her out after the accident.
What does OD'd mean?
Overdosed.
Oh.
She took too many pills.
Oh yeah. I forgot that's
she took too many pills and overdosed. And then she was 7 years sober. Because before this book even starts, she's already taken care of the bad guy.
So that's where we learn that's why she's working with the bad guy. Because we learned that for the accident, she goes to these guys and they help her out, cover up the accident. And so now she owes them.
Now she's in their debt.
She's in their debt. And what she thought was cleared, apparently is never cleared with bad guys. As you know, she'd watch movies, she'd know.
She's too busy saving people's lives.
Right.
You never clear from the bad guys.
the husband.
Now that the husband has learned the whole secret and, you know, kind of kicks her out, we discover that in the meantime, the bad guys came and kidnapped her husband. And so
blew up their house. And
I'm trying to remember if the husband is already kidnapped with the explosion or they come to the house and blow up the house.
They come in the house, talk about this, kidnap the husband, and then blows up the house because she didn't listen.
Okay, right. And that's where Lenny comes.
Piper.
Piper comes and rescues her, but in the meantime, the explosion hurts him.
Yeah.
And she takes him back to the hospital.
No, she calls an ambulance.
Or calls an ambulance. Okay, sorry. Calls an ambulance. Well, he's back at the hospital now, against the wishes of the administration. And then, on top of that, she tells Rex Glassman, has a big, heartful conversation, mm-hmm. that he needs surgery. And she will make sure he survives. But as we all know, she is high as a kite and shouldn't be doing surgery. And I think the administration kind of sees it too, right? Because they try to prevent her from doing it. And they say, and she's like, I'm the only one here who can do it. And they make a point of saying, in your condition, what happens if you nick something or, you know, you kill him instantly? She's like, I'll be fine. And, you know. I'll have to say that, even with that conversation, I had the confidence in her.
Yeah.
But right. I'm like, she's going to do it. But then during the surgery,
she kills him.
She kills Lenny.
Yeah.
Piper.
She kills Piper. And she has to come out and tell Rex. And
he gets mad at her.
Rex gets not mad at her. Well, yes, but I think Rex this more gets upset. And he basically takes out the whole floor.
Doesn't he punch a wall or something?
Yeah, he slams and makes a hole and then calms down and apologizes and says, I'll pay for all the damages, and which shows you that he's a billionaire.
Right.
Then, of course, because of that, she gets fired. And then she has to leave the hospital and, you know, she ends up going back to the bad guys who has her husband, and they think that she is there to basically surrender and become their.
Right.
Talking about the cemetery?
No. She calls the bad guy, Gordian, and she says, if the offer's still on the table, I'll take it.
And why then, do you say it like that, Gordian?
That's his name.
It's his name. G-O-R-D-I-A-N.
He says it weird.
Gordian.
Gordian.
No, because like when he said
accordion,
it
wrong. Like an accordion. Or a guardian without the R.
A Gordian.
Gordian.
Okay.
Hi.
She says, I'll take the job. They tell her, this is where we're at. Come alone.
Yep.
And then she says, I didn't. Because she hit her little app button.
Her little
Rex. And called Rex, and he came and...
I thought you just said she called her ex. I'm like, no.
Called Rex.
Rex.
She hit her Rex Manning button.
Yep.
And
Rex Manning!
She called her Rex Manning. It's Rex Manning Day.
It's Rex Manning Day. It's a great movie.
That's a movie you've never seen. It's called Empire Records. Amazing movie.
So good.
But back to the podcast. Anyways.
I say Rex Manning, and then it just derailed.
So because of that, they start fighting, which basically, and this is the ending. I wasn't quite sure. I do love the fact that his little henchman just ran.
Yeah.
He didn't help the Gordian at all. It just ran. But like, it brings down the building and
in the cemetery
on top of Rex Glassman and the Gordian. And
she only saved one.
She saved her husband. She didn't save one. She saved her husband.
She could save Rex or the bad guy. I think that's what it was.
Didn't she just save her husband?
She saved her husband.
Yeah, she saved her husband. Okay, so she saves her husband.
Yeah.
Rex and the Gordian die.
Mm-hmm.
We think, anyways.
Well, we think. I mean, no conclusion in this book shows you that either one lived or died.
Right.
So we could have a sequel.
Maybe not with her.
No. Well, she does have
She wakes up in the hospital, and then we flash forward to a year later.
She's getting a divorce.
Yeah, he is not happy. He hates her, and she's trying to, make peace, and he's like, just sign the paper so I can get out of here, horrible human being.
And then she walks to this mysterious door. No.
No. Then we flash, and then we skip to some lady.
Wow.
walking. That we're following, and she's walking down some dark, weird, creepy alley, and
then she knocks on the door,
and big gorilla comes out and goes, "Password."
A big gorilla? No. And
she's like, "Walt sent me."
Dad, that never happened. What are you? I'm like, that's not a big gorilla. From,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Oh.
No, this girl knocks. Nice monkey suit.
Oh, his ass.
Yeah. Nice monkey suit.
This girl knocks on.
Did he say nice human suit? No.
Okay, he says nice monkey suit. Sorry. Go ahead.
Monkey
suit. Stop talking.
Oh, his ass.
Okay. My turn.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, this girl knocks on the door, and the Dr. Rose opens it. We turned out she started her own clinic for super people.
Yeah, which was she mentioned in the very beginning of the book.
Well, is it for super people, though? It's for anybody.
It's just for anyone.
It's a free clinic. She talked about it earlier in the book that her dream would be to start a free
clinic. And Rex Glassman basically says that he would always be happy to support her.
Yeah, her dream is to start a free clinic for anybody. For which people who can't afford it.
Then, leads you to believe maybe Rex did survive. Maybe he is funding
Maybe he's
this,
funding but, it, yeah.
But overall, I mean, you can tell. I mean, we really have a bad habit. We were going to, for this season two, try not to pick him. But boy, do we love picking, depressing.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the start of season two, guys. Yeah. We forgot to mention that.
Couple months, it seems like. Or, you know.
But reading this book, there was, and I was hoping it would not go this way, which it did not, which I'm happy, but there was no way to go up in this book. I mean, everything she has done in this book should have led to a horrible ending for her, which it did. The fact that she married the man of the brother of the girl she killed and never told him.
The day at the cemetery, she was actually going to tell him. We found this out. But she couldn't tell him. She was supposed to tell him over coffee, but she couldn't tell him about the cemetery because she kind of broke his nose.
Like 7 years, right?
Seven years. Well,
she never told her
seven
husband.
7 years sober. And so that means they were together for probably longer than that.
Yeah.
Because he mentioned her going back while they were together. So
and no, never once.
7 years.
Never told once her. Told her husband that she killed her sister.
Right.
Messed up.
Yeah.
And the whole, working with the bad guys. I mean, this whole, and like I said, reading this book, I felt like it was taken out of the soap opera's guide of story writing because every twist had something that was just over the top.
Oh my God.
She protects Rex and the sidekick. She ends up killing the sidekick during surgery because of the drugs.
She ended up killing her husband's
sister. Yeah, you find out the backstory about the husband and the sister got killed in a car accident. No, and it was a superhero. But then it turns out she killed the sister. Dun dun. The only thing we were missing in here was that she had a twin that was the bad person doing all this.
Right.
Very,
very soap opera like in that way.
But like I said, the ending, I'm glad that the ending didn't end with a happy ending with the husband coming back and I forgive you and, she gets clean sober and goes back to being a doctor.
But we can have another issue of this.
Yeah, we can. We could have I don't want one, but I mean, we could with the, I mean, I'm not saying I don't want one because it was horrible. The book was good.
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary. Yeah. We know where she's going. I don't need a side storyline of now a superhero coming to her free clinic.
A free clinic?
Right.
And now we're going to have another soap opera episode where apparently Piper comes in.
Right. Piper's
comes
still
back
alive.
From the dead.
Yeah.
His ghost. Piper ghost.
Rex comes in. Her husband, her ex-husband comes in.
Yeah, they did a brain transplant and now Piper's back alive in a new body.
His subconscious is in a robot.
Right, so I don't need that. I mean, all right, let's go ahead and have Tasha go ahead and start her thoughts and wrap ups.
So I liked this book.
No.
I liked the art, but one thing you guys are not going to see without reading the issues is that at the end of every issue, you got to see different cover arts for that issue.
That's in the book.
You got to see, five different cover arts for the issues.
Yeah, if you go to the very end.
That's not all of them.
No.
Oh,
okay.
No. I know what I'm talking about.
Because there's tons of, like this.
Are these, the sketches? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you go to the if you go to the single issues, at the end of all of those are different photos. There's different issues. There's different titles.
There's 12 different covers in here.
All right, so in the issues, they show you this the variants. Mm-hmm. They're called variant covers.
I liked the art. I liked the storyline. I liked this book, unlike you guys.
Okay, well, first of all,
we haven't even given our opinions yet.
We didn't like the book. We haven't even given our opinions yet.
I know. So, yeah, I'm like, the art was good. I liked the storyline. I'm like, it was a good book overall for me. I would not recommend this to kids. The fact that there is overdose and talks of drug use. So, I would not recommend this to kids. Maybe not even kids my age, but yeah, so, like, that's my thoughts on the book. Jared, what were your thoughts?
It was okay for me. I think there was a lot of good parts where there was a lot of attention to detail that I liked. The colors, I did like the coloring between where she had flashbacks and when it was present day. So that was a good way to decipher that. As far as the story, I mean, it was a pretty good story. I probably wouldn't read it again. And I don't really know if I would who would recommend it to. It is definitely adult themes, you know, adult in nature, just because of the drug use and things like that. Overall, I mean, I think it's a good, it's a decent book. I think there are other books that probably do a better job at getting this point across. I don't know what those books are right off the top of my head, but I mean about like the. I do like this because it's showing like this is what if there was in this universe if there was actually superheroes, and we would get to see the point of view of like the regular people and what happens in the aftermath of all this.
Seeing what happens to the hospitals after these accidents where superheroes.
Right. So you're seeing the real civilians. Life people like how their lives are affected by what happens with these the things that these happen to these super people.
Along those lines, that's kind of what The Boys is.
Never seen it.
I mean, it's...
You never saw The Boys?
No.
No, but I'm talking about the comics, too. The comic is more... No, I've never read those. You know, I mean, we have the group of kids, the real normal people who are against The Boys. So I see what you're saying. This is more, you know, just the normal bystander, seeing what would happen with the normal bystander.
Yeah.
Where The Boys is more, we're following the society that they're going over the top to try to stop the superheroes. And we're also following the superheroes who are going over the top. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I thought it was a pretty decent book. I probably wouldn't recommend it to anybody. I don't know. I wouldn't really know who to be like. Do you want to read a book that has about an addicted doctor that helps superheroes? It was just all right for me. That's the best I can say.
Okay, father.
Okay, well, Jared and I are kind of lining up on this one. I was going to start off with, it was a good book, and it was very impressive that you found this on your own, and that you read it before we even did. So, right off the bat, and the fact that you liked it.
And I did research on the author, I'm like, Jared.
Right, that you liked it.
Well, no, it wasn't my book.
I did not mind the storyline. Like I said, I had some quips about the storyline, like the whole soap opera issue, but...
Me too. The very over the top parts, like you were saying.
But like Jared said, it's a storyline that would be interesting if someone else had done it. That sounds horrible. But seeing the point of view from the bystanders of superhero, you know, aftermath.
She get a point of view of her husband.
The art. I feel like she went to the Jeff Lemire School of Art, or he went to the Jeff Lemire School of Art. The characters look a lot alike, like Jeff Lemire's characters, the way they're drawn.
The art was definitely interesting. Like, I don't know where to, I wouldn't compare it to Jeff Lemire. I was trying to figure out what I would compare it to, but
okay, I found one.
Okay.
It's a colored version of Sex Castle. The art is very, it's like a cross between Sex Castle and any Jeff Lemire.
And Jeff Lemire.
It's the way the people are drawn. And then the art didn't like pop out at me. There was some great like visuals in it. Mm-hmm. Like you had pointed out earlier, I don't know if you've done the podcast, but we were talking about the pill where she's holding a blue pill and you can see her eyes looking through the blue pill.
I did like that. That's what I was talking about, like
some visual stuff that was very, I like.
Cover for what you guys, I don't think it's in
that. I did like the covers, and I did like the little, it wasn't really a cover, on the back of each one, back of each issue, or between each issue, I should say. Like, go to the next, that's the last page, go to the next one, like that stuff.
Yeah.
Like those little, like, maybe, I don't know if that was an alternate.
Those are the variant cover
and stuff.
Well, even that shot, like, right before the variant covers, yeah, with the, she's holding the snippers about to go operate on the bad guy for the first time.
And it shows
before she's back in the drugs.
Yeah.
And she see, you see the reflection of the pills in the blade.
Right.
Things like that. I mean, some of the visuals were just impressive.
Right.
But
it was the panel, those panel by panel ones that weren't necessarily like that. The full page spreads are awesome. Yeah.
These are actually. Yeah.
So the art is fine. It's, you know, it's not my favorite.
Right.
But
it wasn't horrible. It made me I continued reading. You know, sometimes when the art's really bad, you just don't want to read it anymore.
Right.
Witches. Well, witches wasn't so much the art, was
the color,
everything else. Well, yeah, witches were the color where they kept splattering, right? Yeah. Witches where they splattered everything. Ugh.
Yeah. And I thought the use in colors was, like, this was good, like I was saying earlier.
Right.
And but if you, it looks kind of, if you, I don't know if it was on purpose, if you go to the first few pages,
mm-hmm,
and how the art, it looks very grainy and very, like, messy.
Yeah.
And then it kind of cleans up.
Cleans up.
So I don't know if that was on purpose, or if the author, the artist was just not sure how he was going to do it and then changed it up in a few pages. So I don't know if it was just supposed to show, be the hectic, her running around trying to save somebody, like the hectic atmosphere. And that's why it was, did you see that too? Like the first couple of pages was just, it looks different than the rest of the book.
Yeah, because if you look, it, you can see, like, it's just grainy
around. Yeah, and even they go back before that, like the first page.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys have noticed, but,
like, those two pages.
Yep.
Like, she just looks different than she does in the rest of the book.
Well, and I did like, and they, and
that,
he didn't,
I'm wondering if that was on purpose or not.
They didn't do it too often, but I liked how the panels were over a main picture of what was going on.
Right.
Like, because she also has one where she's in the operating room, and in between every little panel, you have the heartbeat monitor.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was cool. Yeah. So there's definitely some very cool elements of the art in the layouts.
If you look at, like, the issues and stuff, since it separates the issues by the cover, actually, of what each issue looks like this one, the cover.
Yeah.
Like the cover, it's right after.
Yeah, so they show you the variant cover at the end.
Right.
I like that one with the pill and it says liar.
Yeah, liar.
Well, because that's the start of issue 3, which is right after the husband figures out that she's been lying.
Right.
So
does the husband figure out, or she just comes out and tells
him? She just comes out and tells
him. Which part? Well, he finds out she's been using.
Right. No, I'm talking about the
when he killed her, killing
the sister.
Yes, he figures out that she's hiding something. Yeah, realizes
she tells him after the. I think the bad guys.
The bad guys. She needs to explain why they're there.
Right.
So she tells him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. And then she can't explain to them why they're there without telling her.
Right.
Telling him the whole
story.
Yeah,
so if you, like, look at
every... And
then
when he's sat in the chair, she's like, he's like, kill her.
Every...
Right. I don't need her helping me.
Every issue, because I read this in issues, I realized that every cover of each issue was showing something that we left off on, and it was getting into in our, into the next issue.
Yeah,
because I'm like, basic.
That's kind of
issue two right. was her in a pill bottle.
Yeah,
right.
Trapped.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, if you start reading more single issues, you'll
notice
that
the next issue is.
Well, you should not read single issues because you guys only say we can choose collective.
And sometimes if you look ahead at the covers, like, sometimes it can spoil things for you that happened in that
That's
issue.
That's why
or
I never looked
issues,
ahead
so.
on the crashing issues.
Right. So.
So with a. I didn't, like I said, I didn't hate the book. Recommendation. I probably never would have read this on my own if Tasha hadn't pointed it out.
Yeah.
Like, even if it popped up on my thing, I probably would have been like, yeah, I'm okay. And that's why I kind of agree with Jared. I wouldn't go out of the way to recommend this to anyone. But if someone was to come up and say, have you read Crashing? I would be like, I've read it, and they would just—I'd let them know, kind of like a synopsis is what it's about, and let them make their own decision. But I wouldn't be like, "Yes, read it, read this book."
This actually came up for me after I read *The Girl in the Glim*. That's one of my recommendations.
That's a little 180.
That's a little 180.
Yeah, I know. Came up like I read *The Glim*, and then this popped up.
That's
I'm
like rated for everybody, and this one is rated like mature.
Yeah, so I'm like, I read The Girl in the Glim, and then this popped up. I'm like, oh,
I which I don't really think this should be rated mature. There wasn't really any cussing.
Really any cussing, except for
and the violence drugs. Usually doesn't.
I think it's they have to rate it mature because of overdose.
Because of the drugs. Because violence doesn't warrant mature. They don't care about violence.
Nope. Isn't
no,
that
I think
now?
It's the subject matter.
It's like, well, yeah, they don't care about it. I mean, but
it's the subject
you
matter.
You say fuck more than twice. Yeah, it's mature. Like, it's mature.
Exactly.
I mean, they can pretty much say anything on TV these days, so
yeah, it is weird.
That was Crashing by Matthew Klein. You can decide if you want to read it or not, since these two hated it and I didn't.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't say hated, but...
Yeah, well... But we want to bring our listeners the best content possible, so please send us any feedback or book recommendations you may have by finding us on Instagram at hardcover_hideout or by commenting on whatever platform you may be listening on. And please consider rating, subscribing, and sharing our podcast. We'll greatly appreciate it. And next week, we'll be reading Jared.
We're going to be reading Jared. Hopefully, I can shift our mood here.
I'm looking forward to it.
I did start reading this book last night. I read 2 issues. Not that it's completely devoid of sadness or real world things, but I think it's gonna, you know, shift up our you know, how things have been going. Anyways, the book I'm in that we're gonna be reading, or we're gonna be discussing next week, is called Murder Falcon.
Oh yeah, you were talking
it
about
is it. Published by Image Comics, yeah. And it's written and drawn by the color, I believe, by Daniel Warren Johnson, who has kind of blown up recently, yeah. In the comic book world, he writes and draws all his stuff. He did Wonder Woman, Dead Earth, and a Beta Ray Bill series that I heard was fantastic that I still need to read. So I'm looking forward to finishing that.
That must be really good if it's a Beta Ray Bill.
People are loving it. I've heard nothing but good things
never
about
really
it.
Care for Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, he has a whole miniseries.
Yeah, and that I read wrote most of it. I was like, but I'll have to read his. People are loving it.
I'm going to just go ahead and read the synopsis that comes on the book, because otherwise I don't know if I can really do it justice. All right. The world is under attack by hideous monsters, and Jake's life is falling apart until he meets Murder Falcon. He was sent to the Heavy to destroy all evil, but he can't do it without Jake shredding up a storm. Now, with every chord Jake plays on his guitar, the power of metal fuels Murder Falcon into an all-out kung fu fury on those that seek to conquer Earth.
That sounds okay. Awesome.
Yeah. It's this anthropomorphic falcon that comes down and to fight these. There's monsters all over the Earth, and he can't. The more metal he hears from this guitar, the stronger he is.
I really want to read it because you're like, it's not void of drama in real life. I'm like, where's the real life going to be in there?
You'll see. I mean, yeah, it's just not. It's not. But that's not the crux.
Awesome.
The crux of the story.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. So.
Yeah, and it's it has all the whole the collected edition on there. It's 8 issues, so pretty fun read so far. I read the first 2 issues.
Awesome.
Or chapters, whatever you want to call them, last night. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
All right,
looking forward to it.
Hopefully you join us next week for Murder Falcon, A Chain of Seeds.
Yeah, read it, go ahead and read it while we are, and join us next week
for A Chain of Scenery.
And then you
change
can call, during the show
scenery.
You can call in and ask your questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.